John would like to start this session off with prayer, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Okay. Lord, we enter your courts with thanksgiving and praise.
Yes.
Your name is holy and above all names. And at the name of Yeshua, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord. Lord, we are in sacred territory here. Mm-hmm. And we ask your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And we know that true worshipers worship in spirit and in truth. And we ask that your Spirit would take over in this realm and have authority here. And we claim the blood of Yeshua over this place. And we, in the name of Yeshua, the author and perfecter of our faith, the one who was born in Nazareth, raised in, born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth, the one who holds the key to Hades and the lake of fire in the pit. Lord, we in His name and in His power, we claim victory and we send away any forces of evil or any demonic entities that would try to interfere here. And we release angels to minister and fight in the supernatural realm that we may not be able to see, but we know that you are here with us today, where two or three are gathered. And we ask that Don would hear with supernatural hearing. He was see with an eagle's eyes type of vision, and that he would be able to perceive things like never before.
Yes.
That he would use all his senses that you've given him, and have complete freedom to follow you, not to trust in his logic or anything else, but to just be led by the Spirit. And we just pray that all the interactions here would give glory and honor to thy name, and all the glory be to you. Now, I would ask Don to look in my left eye, and Don, I call your spirit to attention. You accept that calling?
I do.
All right. So I'd like to have you repeat after me in the ABCs of entering this this session. I, Don Hall.
I, Don.
Repeat after. I, Don Hall.
Hall?
Or Don Frank. No. You got a good friend named Don Hall. I, Don Frank.
I, Don Frank.
Call my spirit to attention.
Call my spirit to attention.
In the name of Yeshua.
In the name of Yeshua.
Spirit, rise up.
Spirit, rise up.
And take your righteous place.
Take your rightful place.
For you were created by Yahweh.
For you were created by Yahweh.
To have dominion over you, your soul.
To have dominion over myself.
And body.
And body.
Spirit, I invite you.
Spirit, I invite you.
Into the front seat with the Holy Spirit.
Into the front seat with the Holy Spirit.
Soul and body.
Soul and body.
I bless you.
I bless you.
As you submit to your spirit.
As you submit to your spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
I invite you to fix your eyes.
I invite you to fix my eyes.
On the Father.
On the Father.
May God Himself.
May God Himself.
The God of all peace.
The God of all peace.
Sanctify you through and through.
Sanctify me through and through.
May your spirit, soul, and body.
May my spirit, soul, and body.
Be kept blameless.
Be kept blameless.
At the coming of our Lord.
At the coming of our Lord.
The one who calls you is faithful.
The one who calls me is faithful.
And he will do it.
And he will do it.
You, Don Frank, are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Me, Don Frank, are fearfully and wonderfully made.
You aren't a mistake.
I'm not a mistake.
God chose you for such a time as this.
God chose me for such a time as this.
You belong here, Spirit.
You belong here, Spirit.
You are filled with light.
You are filled with light.
Filled with love.
Love.
Filled peace and joy.
Filled with love, peace, and joy.
In the name of Yeshua.
In the name of Yeshua.
I bless you, Don.
I bless me, Don.
I'm saying this. Right. Okay. And now we'd like to bind and have you repeat after me, and then if you feel the Lord calling you to bind anything in addition, we'll ask for you to add that.
Okay.
And ask for that at the end.
Yes.
Repeat after me. Then thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That my spirit is bound to the Father.
That my spirit is bound to the Father.
And to the Son.
And to the Son.
And the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
I bind my mind to the mind of Christ.
I bind my mind to the mind of Christ.
I bind my will to the will of God.
I bind my will to the will of God.
I bind my emotions to the heart of the Father.
I bind my emotions to the heart of the Father.
I bind my body to divine health.
I bind my body to divine health.
And prosperity.
And prosperity.
That I'd fulfill the destiny God has for me.
That I will fulfill the destiny that God has for me.
I bind my imagination to your imagination.
I bind my imagination to your imagination, Lord.
I ask you to make the Holy of Holies, make it the Holy of Holies.
I ask you to make my imagination the Holy of Holies.
And that I might encounter you.
That I might encounter you.
In spirit and truth.
I might encounter you in spirit and truth.
I bind my spirit, soul, and body.
I bind my spirit, soul, and body.
To the blood of Yeshua.
To the blood of Yeshua.
And to the truth, faith, revelation, and wisdom.
And to truth, faith, revelation, and wisdom.
I bind my ears to hear.
I bind my ears to hear.
And eyes to see everything.
And eyes to see everything.
That you want me to hear.
That you want me to hear.
And see.
And see.
Is there anything else you'd like to bind? Yeah. Anything else you'd like to bind? You can take your time and seeing what the Lord wants you to bind in addition, if there's anything.
I'd like to bind all doubt and disbelief and my unbelief in anything that would keep me from steadfastly knowing that this is all truth.
Mm.
And bind it in Yeshua's name.
Mm-hmm. So now we'll go to the loosening. In the name of Yeshua.
In the name of Yeshua.
I loose all deception.
I loose all deception.
All lies.
All lies.
Worry.
Worry.
Anxiety.
Anxiety.
Frustration.
Frustration.
Distraction.
Distraction.
Interference.
Interference.
Performance.
Performance.
Irritation.
Irritation.
Impatience.
Impatience.
Intimidation.
Intimidation.
Ungodly fear.
Ungodly fear.
Doubt and unbelief.
Doubt and unbelief.
I loose all schemes.
I loose all schemes.
Ploys. Plans.
Plans.
Plots.
Plots.
Of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
I loose on, around, and through me.
I loose on, around, and through me.
All negative energy.
All negative energies.
I loose all fear of man.
I loose all fear of man.
I loose all fear of performance.
I loose all fear of performance.
And of all eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
And eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I lose that too.
I now take all of these things I have loosed.
I now take all these things that I have loosed.
And bind them to the foot of the cross.
And bind them to the foot of the cross.
And apply the blood of Yeshua to all of them.
And apply the blood of Yeshua to all of them.
Don, Frank, is there anything more you'd like to loosen? Mr. Lord, leave.
like to loose the blood of Yeshua all over all parts of my body and soul and spirit that need healing, mind and spirit, everything.
Our next step is to consecrate. So, Don, you repeat after me.
Yes.
Lord, I ask you to consecrate my imagination.
Lord, I ask you to consecrate my imagination.
I acknowledge that you created my imagination.
I acknowledge that you created my imagination.
And that you created it for good and not evil.
And you created it for good and not evil.
I ask you to shine your light in my ungodly ways.
I ask you to light, shine your light on my ungodly ways.
Ways that I've defiled my imagination.
Ways that I've defiled my imagination.
I turn my self-centered ways.
I turn my self-centered ways.
And return to my first love, Yeshua.
And return to my first love, Yeshua.
As a priest of the Most High God. As a priest of the Most High God.
As a priest of the Most High God.
I apply the cleansing blood of Yeshua to my imagination.
I apply the cleansing blood of Yeshua to my imagination.
I now serve the enemy notice.
I now serve the enemy notice.
That I am forgiven.
That I am forgiven.
That I am cleansed.
And I am cleansed.
That I am redeemed.
And I am redeemed.
And restored by the blood.
And restored by the blood.
Of Yeshua.
Of Yeshua.
Therefore you must leave me.
Therefore you must leave me.
And my imagination.
And my imagination.
Lord, I give you my imagination and set it apart for your good pleasure.
Lord, I give you my imagination and set it apart for your good pleasure.
I ask you to make it.
I ask you to make it.
The Holy of Holies.
The Holy of Holies.
That I might know you intimately.
That I might know you intimately.
Now for doorways. I want you down to visualize your doorways having the flowing water of Yeshua. And the doorways of your mind, soul, will, and emotions. Be flooded with that cleansing water that only Yeshua can provide, and the blood of Yeshua. And I ask you to repeat after me, Dan.
Yes.
In the name of Yeshua.
In the name of Yeshua.
I bring my soul doorways.
I bring my soul doorways.
Into submission to my spirit.
Into submission to my spirit.
As well as the Holy Spirit.
As well as the Holy Spirit.
I repent for any of the ways I've defiled the doorways of my spirit, soul, and body.
I repent for any of the ways I've
defiled the doorways.
Defiled the doorways of my spirit, soul, and body.
Yeshua, I've sinned and ask for your forgiveness.
Yeshua, I've sinned and I ask for your forgiveness.
As a priest of God.
As a priest of God.
I apply the blood of Yeshua to all my doorways.
I apply the blood of Yeshua to all my doorways.
I receive your blood and its forgiveness.
I receive your blood and its forgiveness.
I receive your cleansing, redeeming, and restorative powers.
I receive your cleansing, redeeming, and restorative powers.
Because of the blood of the Lamb.
Because of the blood of the Lamb.
And the name of Yeshua.
And the name of Yeshua.
I command all demonic spirits to leave.
I command all demonic spirits to leave.
And to take with you every unclean gift.
And to take with you every unclean gift.
And to take all defilement.
And to take all defilement.
And to never come back.
And to never come back.
I ask you, Father.
I ask you, Father.
Along with the Son and Holy Spirit.
Along with the Son and Holy Spirit.
To be the doorkeepers of my spirit,
soul. To be the doorkeepers of my spirit, soul.
And body.
And body.
I ask you, Lord, to cleanse this room.
I ask you, Lord, to cleanse this room.
And to clear it of evil.
And to clear it of evil.
And from any distractions or ungodly interruption.
And from any distractions or ungodly interruptions.
Now, as we move on to the encounter, I would like to ask Don to consider focusing on relaxing your body, starting off with the forehead, your jaws, your neck, your back, your breathing. I ask that your breathing be a few long, deep breaths in, and deep breaths in and out. Totally relaxing yourself. Now I'd like you to remember a safe place. Where in the world would you like to be at this point to meet Yeshua? Do you sense that place at this point, or do you need a little more time?
I'm asking Yeshua where he'd like me to meet him.
Okay, so we have plenty of time.
At my grandmother Nellie's house.
Okay. And do you sense Yeshua or the Father, the Holy Spirit there? To appreciate his presence. Is there anything about his presence that you feel in particular?
Since my grandmother was example of his love to me and skin, I sense that love.
Mm.
Sense his it's unconditional love.
Mm.
Very unlike my parents' love.
Mm. Does that love manifest itself in any way with any of the senses?
I just remember my grandmother saying, if you'd like to feel his presence, come and sit on my lap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Take your time enjoying that love, feeling the presence.
Yes.
And if you feel like the Lord wants to show you anything in particular today, any, does he want your imagination to go anywhere, or does he want you to focus on any feeling?
Lord, is there anything you want to show me? Is there anywhere you want to lead me? I will follow.
Can you describe what you're experiencing?
He's led me to a church picnic at this park lake, and everyone's on blankets, and they were sharing what they brought, and they were so happy, and my uncle my uncle was there, and he was smiling, and they were happy to be with me. Mm. And I was happy I was there, visiting my grandmother. Mm. Very joyous time. He showed me another Wednesday night. Here we were all at someone's house, and they were all playing the piano and accordions and banjos and singing hymns and praising the Lord. Mm. It was a very beautiful praise and worship. It was so beautiful.
Is it the same people, family?
So yeah, my grandmother was there, and my aunt Mabel, and and many people from the church. Mm.
From the people that are there, does that give you any, from the people that are there, and is the Lord trying to speak to you through the people that are there, or just through the joy of the situation, the celebration?
It just came to me is that he was showing me what a faith-filled town and what a faith-filled family and a community that they had there. And they had very little materially, but they had so much spiritually. Mm. They were so full of him and his love and his light. And how blessed I was. For me. Mm. And what examples they were for me. Mm.
Do they appear to be of the same spirit of your grandmother?
Yes.
So, if I could interject, this would be a good place to help him now come to the present. These are past experiences that are good experiences, and may very well be God speaking into, but coming to the present and a connection with Yahweh, connecting with the Lord, seeing Him, feeling Him, whatever, here in this moment of time today.
Mm-hmm. Yes. These feelings, do they have any connection with what has gone on in your life recently?
Yes. And what he's showing me is always yearn for that type of family and community, and it is now manifesting itself in Eagle's Nest and here. And the difference in people's genuine concern about another, and at this point it's me. And not, and putting themselves and their needs as secondary, and that's so Christ-like. And as I shared with Todd and Brenda, Marianne and I have sought this type of family and this type of fellowship and community all of our lives, and it's now manifesting itself at this winter stage of our lives. So it's another seek and you shall find eventually. But that's what I think I'm, the Lord is helping me heal from a lot of dry years, and I'm going to ask the Lord if that's the exact thing that He's trying to show me through.
What's he?
So I encourage you to connect with the Lord such that you're able to see Him or hear Him or feel His presence. Done.
Okay.
I usually say, look around in your imagination. He is everywhere all the time. Wherever you're at in your imagination, let us know when you find Him.
Sense of particular emotion or a sensing that how's he manifesting to you? What should you see and feel, experience it?
He's showing me waves of light right now. There's a blue light even. And a white light that's passing like a wave in front of me. It's like a scene that, in the foreground that I'm looking into, and I know there's something on the other side of it, but I'm not able to see it yet.
Can you ask him if he wants to take?
Do you want to take me through that? Into the into that realm, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm willing to go.
Do you feel He's telling you an answer? Take your time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Does that other realm seem like goodness and a desirable place to be?
Yes, it's like the sea of unknowing, whatever that is.
Mm. Is it reassuring knowing that He's there with you?
Yes. I know.
So, can I just ask, wonder if you could have, Don, if you could ask the Lord what that realm is and why He brought you there?
Lord, what is this realm that is before me that You have brought me to? What is it? And is it, can we go there? And I'm willing to go. I trust in You.
Is there something He wants you to do before going to that?
Is there anything You want me to do before You can take me into this realm? Just heard the threshold. I'm not sure what that means, but it's the threshold there.
Do you appreciate any colors to the threshold or feelings? Do you hear anything? Do you smell? Do you taste? Do you hear?
Just that there's more on the other side.
Do you have any sense that this other realm is a realm of comfort or any emotion associated with that realm? Color.
Huh. a sense that I have a pressure on the left side of my head, my brain, and I'm not sure if that has a connection with this.
Do you want to ask him if there's any meaning with that pressure on the left side of the brain?
Is there any connection with this realm and aura? You're taking me to this realm that has to do with the pressure on the left side of my head.
Ask him if the pressures are associated with a demonic entity or a spirit or an illness. Or
is this pressure, does it have to do with a demonic entity or spirit or illness?
A lot of times simple yes-no type questions can be helpful. So you want to ask the Lord, is this representative of some living, salient being versus some physical device?
Is this pressure related to a physical sentient being?
And you can just stop there and wait for the yes or no answer.
Yes on the first one and no on the second one.
So the first one was a living, sentient type of
being.
Okay. So with that answer, then we can go, is this being demonic, yes or no?
Is this being demonic, yes or no?
So then, next question, is this being a human spirit?
Is this being a human spirit? Is this being a human spirit? Yes.
So you want to ask the Lord to shine His light and reveal the nature of this
I ask you, Lord.
human spirit.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if the Lord, the nature of this human spirit and why he's there, or she, or...
What's the nature of this spirit and why are they there? I'm not hearing anything, but the pressure is getting stronger.
You want the Lord to talk to that spirit? To get more information?
Lord, would you talk to this spirit and gather more information? Is there anything else you can tell me?
Is there a thing preventing that spirit from talking to you?
Is there anything preventing the spirit from talking to me or to the Lord? I'm not hearing anything.
I wonder if we could just come at it a different way, maybe, and that is, so we've identified that this is a human spirit. It's in the left side of your head. And we want to, I would invite you, Don, to speak to the spirit, to acknowledge that it's there, and that it is a human spirit, and that we want to treat it respectfully. And would it be willing to talk to you or to Yeshua? So just as though it's a person that you would begin to engage in with in the natural.
I acknowledge that you are a human spirit, and I want to treat you and talk with you respectfully. And I would like to invite you to speak with either myself or Yeshua. And you will receive all kindnesses from either one of us.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And then just give the spirit time to answer you.
Take your time until you're ready to answer. Thought about it masquerading as an evil spirit. I don't know where that came from.
Okay. We're going to trust that it's the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. We know that. So, it's masquerading as an evil spirit?
I just had that thought.
Okay.
Guarding.
Mm-hmm.
Guarding.
Yeah. So, we don't want to talk to the demon or the evil spirit. We just want to continue talking to that person. So, would you just ask that person if they can let you know if that's true, that they're being guarded by an evil spirit?
Are you being guarded by an evil spirit?
So Yeshua, we ask that you would just come and shine your light. And if this human spirit is being guarded or silenced by a demonic guard, would you reveal that, please?
Pressure is increasing and coming down into my left eye, and my left arm is starting to go numb.
Okay. So in the name of Yeshua right now, I just take authority over this demonic entity.
Yes.
And I command it to step aside in the name of Yeshua and by His blood, that you may not come in and trespass in this session, and you may not trespass in Don's body. If you're there by permission, then we ask Yeshua to reveal the reason that you're there so that we can take care of it. But right now, you stand aside. You have to obey because of the name of Yeshua and the blood.
And the blood.
Was there a response to that?
I'm not hearing anything.
How's the pressure in your arm and head?
It's still there.
Okay.
My eye. Okay.
Do you feel comfortable asking the Lord and His angels to remove that spirit?
Yes. Yeshua, my Lord, my Savior, I ask you to please remove this spirit, our spirits from me from this point on. and take them, bind them and take them to the foot of the cross. I ask this in your name, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua. My arm feels better. My eye feels better.
Do you want to ask the Lord if there's any other spirits with that spirit?
Yeshua, are there any other spirits with that spirit? I heard a yes.
Do you want to ask him, or do you want to talk to the spirit that's there?
Is the human spirit still residing?
So, can I ask you where Yeshua is right now?
Where are you, Yeshua?
Do you see or feel Yeshua's presence now?
Yes, I feel his presence. There's still a residue of pressure in my head.
Mm-hmm. So Yeshua, we just asked that you would be with Don for a little bit here. We just want to reestablish his presence with you, Don. Mm-hmm. Let that strengthen in you, so we don't go poking around in your head apart from him. Mm-hmm. And you felt that he removed that first human spirit.
Yes.
That was being a little evasive.
Yeah.
Okay. So Yeshua, we just ask that you would continue to stay with Don and shine your light so brightly. And we call forth in the name of Yeshua any other any other human spirit that doesn't belong in Don. And Yeshua, we ask that your light would shine and reveal that and expose it. So let us know if you become aware of another presence there.
Do you feel like the pillar of cloud represents the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Which?
I do feel Yeshua's presence with me.
Okay.
Good. Good. So Yeshua, we ask that you be the leader and the guide for Dom.
and Yeshua's authority, I ask this and demand and command this spirit to go with Yeshua and go to the light. Go with Yeshua.
Okay, so can I just step in a little bit?
Yes.
And if this is a human spirit, we don't command it?
No.
We request, we ask it and invite, or we ask the Lord to come take it.
Okay.
Well, but we don't command the spirit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I invite Yeshua to come and take this human spirit to the light.
Thank you, Yeshua.
Thank you, Yeshua.
Could you sense whether the Lord came to remove it?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua.
My head is better.
Okay, so in the name of Yeshua, if there are any other human spirits there, we just invite you to come forward. We have, today is the day you get to choose to follow Yeshua and to allow him to take you to a safe place where he can minister to you. And you can let him know whether you want to stay with him or whether you want to go into the darkness. But you may not stay in dawn. He is not where you belong. You have another home. So if there are any other human entities within dawn, we just invite you to come forward and choose where you will go.
What are you sensing right now?
I'm sensing that the entity or whatever that was there is gone.
Okay.
You want to ask Yeshua if there's any thing he wants to teach you about the name of that entity or anything to be learned from that entity?
Is there anything you would like me to know about this entity? Teach me about this entity, why it was there, how it got there. Yeshua. Had the thought of is there anything that had to do with this entity? Are these entities that are keeping me from perceiving you more clearly? And I guess.
Okay.
Mm.
So, would you ask Yeshua if it's time to have that area cleaned up before we move forward?
Yeshua, is it time for us to have this area cleaned up? Yes.
Okay, so Yeshua, we just thank you and we ask that you would send in all the angelic forces that you want and that are needed to come in and clean the area where those human spirits have been living in Don's head and behind his eye and then influencing those nerves. We just ask that they would come and cleanse that whole area and anoint it with oil to bring comfort and soothing balm. And sometimes they do it really quickly and sometimes it takes a little bit, but whenever you sense that they're finished, we just want to invite the Holy Spirit to come and fill that area with His truth.
Lots of tingling going on in that area.
Good. And this was on your left side?
Left.
Left side.
Upper okay. Cranial area.
Thank you, Yeshua. Just
it was so wild.
Do what needs to be done, Yeshua. Are you
feeling any tingling or sensation in your arm? Or?
Yes, it's back to normal now. It was just progressively from my my brain down, went to my arm, and then from my mean to my eye, and then down to my arm.
Do you think they're finished cleaning in there?
Yes.
Okay. So, Holy Spirit, we just thank you for this removal of these spirits so they can go to a place where they can be attended to. And now we ask that you would come and pour into Don what he needs from you. We ask that your truth would be imparted to him into that thinking side of his brain. But where his spirit can be reached in an easier way now. We thank you for that. So just relax for a minute, Don, and let the Holy Spirit do his work. And and when you feel ready, you can ask him what he put in there.
What is the Balm of Gilead?
The Balm of Gilead is a soothing. You put it on sore spaces, places that have been chafed or are sore and open. Mm-hmm. It's an ointment.
That's what I heard.
Do you still feel the presence of the Lord here?
Yes.
And is it still a pillar of cloud or a different one? Can you ask Yeshua if there's any benefit that you may see now that this area of your brain is healed?
Yeshua, will there be a benefit or a positive outcome to removal of this disease? Yes.
And you can just say, Tim, Yeshua, what would you like to show me about what happened today?
Yeshua, what would you like to show me about what happened today? You've been seeking healing and wholeness. You have come to it.
Couldn't hear what you said.
Yeah, what was that last?
And you've been seeking healing and wholeness, and it has been granted.
I'd be interested to know if the Lord has anything to say about your sight, because of that, how your eye was feeling pressure. If he has anything to tell you about your sight.
Tell me about my sight, Lord. Yeshua. The eyes of my heart are open now.
The eyes of your heart are open now.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you,
You ask Yeshua if he wants you to see anything in particular right now that your eyes have been opened up to your heart?
Yeshua, do you want me to see anything in particular right now that my eyes have been opened? My eyes to my heart have been opened. See him more in everything.
Can you praise the Lord?
Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua.
Yes.
Can you ask him if that realm you were looking at earlier, that he will be able to take you there now with this healing?
I do
is her paradise.
He left you at the threshold, or took you to the threshold. Can you cross him now?
Yeshua, you took me to the threshold. Can you... Would it be possible you could allow me to cross now? May I cross now?
Still for the presence of Yeshua?
Yes.
How's he manifesting himself?
I just feel his love and warmth.
You mentioned the pillar of cloud. Do you see that, or just the warmth and his love at this point?
I feel the warmth of his love.
Mm-hmm.
And I, with it, which is also his presence.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a sense where you're at? Are you in the clouds, or?
A beam of light in front of me.
Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua.
Sensing he wants to take me there, but it isn't time today. And I'm saying, just knowing that is enough.
You what?
Just knowing that is enough.
Don, would you ask him if that beam of light is a portal?
Is that beam of light a portal?
watching as it manifests, and I don't know a verbal answer.
That's okay. That's fine. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua.
Ask Yeshua if there's anything else he wants to tell you.
Yeshua, is there anything else you want to tell me? He said, "You are healed, don't sin no more."
Thank you, Yeshua. So I, you know, before we close everything out, I really felt like the Lord wanted you two men to lay hands on Don and impart a priestly blessing to him. To to affirm what the Lord did today. The Lord restored your sight, and I felt like He was giving you eyes. The eyes of your heart were opened, and I think, as I felt for you yesterday, for you today, as part of the leadership of this community, I feel like He's imparting something to you today that's going to help in that ministry, in the covering of that. And my sense, and I don't know how this would play out, is that you're going to be able to see deeply into people. And so whether that is discernment, discerning of spirits, or whether it's just to see into them for compassion and attunement, but it's on a different level than you had before. And as He ministered to you yesterday, I think it's part of that anointing for your position in this community to help and to be able to see and know better. So He did this for you on a very personal level, as He did for Todd yesterday, but I feel it's also got a higher level for the ministry that's to come for these days that we're in. So,
thank you.
Thank you
for sharing.
Thank you, Yeshua.
Thank you, Yeshua. Father, we thank You for raising up this man for this hour, for this day, for this time.
Yes, thank You.
We thank You for the anointing that's on his spirit, soul, and body for this work. And now I just bless You, Don. I bless You with that priestly anointing to be able to walk out the priestly calling to this community, to be that leader, spiritual leader, that ministry leader, to see into the lives of those that You're going to be working with and touching, and that the Spirit of God will just rest upon you now in the name of Yeshua, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet.
Thank you,
be
Yeshua.
Blessed.
Thank you, Yeshua.
Lord, we're anointing Don's head with oil, spiritual oil, and embalmed Gilead, and we just pray that Your peace and love would overflow in all the days of his life. Anoint him with great depth of insight, Lord. Lord, we thank You that the eyes of His heart have truly been opened. And find the victory that is in the blood of Yeshua. Mm-hmm. And we claim that you're going to use him in greater and greater ways in the days ahead.
Thank you.
And we thank you that people are going to see more and more of the love of the ancient days in him. Are you sure? And that he's been healed today with the healing balm of Gilead, Lord, we believe that he's going to be able to heal others through your power and through the discernment, the greater discernment you've given him.
Thank you,
starting this day. We thank you that you've removed in answer to prayer some spirits of evil that were inhibiting the left side of his brain from seeing. And I pray that those circuits have been totally rewired in perfect harmony so that you'll be able to even also see more clearly from your word and understand your word in greater detail in the days ahead. A detail that is beyond human comprehension of how quick he's going to learn these things of the Lord that will need to be learned in the days ahead to equip them for the ministry.
Thank you, Yeshua.
That he'll have a supernatural ability to discern the truth of his word and distinguish it from misrepresentations of your word. That he would realize that he's complete now.
Yes, thank you, Yeshua.
And you're totally complete.
Thank you,
Yeshua.
There's nothing lacking that he doesn't have now. And there's no other mediator that's needed than Yeshua and that Yeshua will speak through him.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And people will see his love.
Thank you, Father. Yes.
His forgiveness, his warmth, his joy, his peace, patience, goodness, his faithfulness, and self-control that only Yeshua can impart in him.
Thank you. Oh, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you. Yeshua, we just ask that you seal everything that happened today in the blood of the Lamb, that there will be a huge mark on Don's forehead, marking him as belonging to you and sealed by the Holy Spirit, that when the enemy approaches, he'll back off and not steal anything that took place here today. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you. And Yeshua, we ask that you would minister to those spirits that were removed. And we also ask that if there's an opportunity for them, that you would present that to them. We thank you and we trust you for that. And we trust you to send them to the proper place. We just release all of that to you. Thank you, Yeshua.
Thank you,
Yeshua. Thank you. Wow.
Can't tell you how good your hands and that energy coming from felt on my that left side of my brain.
It's so interesting to me that both of you had major work done on your brains.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yesterday he had just a huge.
Mine was right side.
Right side that he had shut down.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He had totally shut down because it wasn't safe to be in those emotions, you know. And then whatever was going on there, obviously you had visitors in there that didn't belong. But I'm so interested in that. You have to help me because I can't remember. The left side goes to the right side of your brain?
Yes.
Well, the left eye. And right eye are opposite of what your brain is.
So looking into his left eye goes to the emotional side of his brain.
Yeah, right.
So that is what you were talking about yesterday in your God encounter, how you long to see the Lord, to see Him. And you can't see Him in the logical part of your brain. I mean, that isn't how that operates. He reveals, I mean, you know, you can obviously, but but I just wonder if He's going to fulfill that desire of your heart because He got rid of that thing behind your left eye so that it can go directly to your right side now. I mean, when somebody looks at that, you know, and just we'll just see how it unfolds. It's going to be interesting because the cry of his heart was to see the Lord.
You know, what's, I just felt my head. I want to show especially Todd something.
Thank you. It's about going to be nap time. Yeah.
I've always had this bump here for a long time. It's on my left side.
Yeah.
And that was part of, seemed like what was hurting. I don't know what that has to do with it. If it starts going down, I'll know. Okay. It's been there a long
time. The,
it feels like a fatty tissue, benign fatty tissue growth, lipoma.
So the, these very large God encounters are often ones the Lord will just continue to build on. So don't be surprised if He just continues to download to you truth about what happened here today, and you know, as you meditate on it, it's, I'd say, usual, because now, you just can't take it all in the short term.
I'm not sure if the, in this realm, whether it's always going to be completely physiologic or not, but you are feeling the tingling in your left arm, which suggests the primary insult was on the right side of your brain that was giving vision to your left eye.
But it was my, almost my whole left, from here to here to here, and this went numb.
Okay. So from the bar, so it was the whole left side.
My experience. It was weird. It was like traveling. It started here, kept getting stronger and stronger, and then it went to my eye, and then it went down to my arm.
And I know this sounds terribly weird, and it is weird, but when it's an unclean spirit or a displaced spirit, they move. They can move around. So, and because they're trying to evade discovery most of the time.
And then it, I thought in the beginning it was just a disembodied spirit or something, but then I heard that it was masquerading. It was really an evil spirit masquerading and hiding, or maybe behind or something.
I think it was both.
Yes.
Yeah. And then when Todd asked, would you should just come and remove it, he did. So he just took care of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then another one came forward.
I was just confused that, you know, why he wouldn't, why the spirit wouldn't talk. And, you know, we asked if there was a demonic component to it. And I thought we asked if there was a thing.
We did.
And what
beginning.
Did he say to that? It
no.
wasn't? It
but,
wasn't.
No. Okay. Yeah. But demons aren't known to tell the truth. And neither are human spirits necessarily when they're don't have a pure heart, so they don't want to go back to where they came from. They want to stay in this comfy place. And when they're not you know, because the Lord came and removed it, that tells me He didn't want us to spend a whole lot of time analyzing it, trying to get it, because it wouldn't talk. It was hiding behind or covered or inside of a demonic spirit. And that's the thing about displaced spirits too, If I die and I have demonic influence on me, demons in me or on me, and I die and I go inside somebody, I bring that with me.
Yeah.
So sometimes when people are, I run into this with people that are constantly trying to repent of things that, and they can't get a hold of it. And they have this consciousness that there's some kind of sin and they're trying to repent of it, even though they may not have true memory of having done it. They're repenting for something that this
other
spirit has done, and they don't understand it. They can't get victory over it because it's not their sin.
Hmm.
So it's just, it's like a puzzle.
It's also like a generational curse, because
it can be.
You're trying to get free of something that what you didn't even do.
That's so right. That's why it's so frustrating for people.
Yeah. Did you feel like your vision in your left eye was altered, or you couldn't tell if it was affecting?
Well,
your
I had my eyes closed. But at the same time, it was building. The pressure was building in it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
in the eye.
Mm-hmm. The eye, the socket,
okay.
Everything was affected. This part of my face, that was strange to say the least.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna tell Joanne and Dick about this.
Yeah.
These are the people that tried to get us to come.
It's a crazy place. I don't want to go there.
I wish it would be so nice if we had a. You know, this is how it always works.
If we had a formula.
On the other hand, it makes sense because each one of us is so different and so unique. And that's true of whether there's spirits that have gone on or whether there's spirits that are hiding inside of us.
The question, too, is that if the medical findings are usually consistent with the anatomy, and he's telling me that his left arm is tingling and the left side of his face is hurting. That, in my mind, tells me that what the source of this was the right side of your brain.
Now, ask yourself, is that your logic working?
That's my logic. That's why I'm asking you. These forces, they won't necessarily
They don't necessarily comply with natural law.
Yeah. Did you feel it was your left side of your brain?
Well, it was manifesting there.
It was the left side of his head.
Head.
Yeah,
but we don't know if it's
in the brain or not.
I don't know for sure. No.
Now, Arthur Burke will ask, he'll analyze what part of the brain is in your right
hemisphere.
Parietal or temporal. Temporal or your whatever.
Yeah.
He does that. Now, I don't do that because I don't really understand it. And I got myself into hot water when I followed his. How to do deliverance on your own brain.
Yeah, the seven parts of the brain.
Didn't work very well.
Left and right.
I got so messed up, I didn't know who I was. I actually had to come out here and get a God counter from the bed to help straighten me out. Because there was a displaced spirit, and it kept moving around.
Oh,
and by the time I got done, I didn't know what was up.
Oh, wow.
It was, so.
That's very key. That it can move. So it did.
Mm-hmm.
Went here and then went there. I don't know. It was weird.
But Arthur Burke, his philosophy is go for it. You know, what have you got to lose? You can't get any worse. And
get all confused.
I wonder if it would have been of any benefit if this entity wasn't talking to just. Try to cast out a demon in the name of Yeshua?
Well, I took authority over it and told it to step aside.
So the demon would have had to step aside.
Yeah, the demon we want to command him to step aside, but we don't.
So he had to have stepped aside.
Don't command
so that meant that
I learned something.
It was a disembodied spirit.
It had to step aside and reveal. And that was the, as I perceived it, it was this. Disembodied spirit hiding behind a demonic entity.
But even the disembodied spirit didn't talk, even after that.
And didn't want to because I believe it knew it was going to have to go. And so they oftentimes don't want to go. Especially if it's one that has been sent up from Sheol or has an assignment against Dawn, for example.
I wonder if it would have been better just to ask the Lord and His angels to take him wherever the spirit needs to go. Mm-hmm. You ask him to take it to the light, but maybe that spirit, maybe there would have been, maybe that spirit needed to go to darkness.
Maybe it did, but we asked Yeshua to come and take it. So he's the light.
Yeah.
So once he gets it, he'll can do what he wants with it.
Yeah.
You know, in our hearts, we truly always wanted to have an opportunity.
To go to
heaven. And who knows? I mean, only the Lord really knows how that can be.
Once in a while,
you get one that'll engage. It'll talk for a long time. Or it won't talk to, for example, it wouldn't talk to Don, but it would maybe talk to me or talk to Greg. So it's just all, asking questions.
So when it does, let's say you ask it to talk to you, or it... Mm-hmm. Do you hear it?
Most of the time, the way this works is I would ask, have you ask, if would it be willing to talk to me?
Mm-hmm.
And then, sometimes they do, because on a spiritual level, it'll feel like it can trust me, maybe, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually I'll talk to it, and you'll hear what it's saying, and you tell me.
Okay.
And sometimes I hear it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I see it before you do. Sometimes
like
I can see
this morning,
it in the spirit.
Rhonda saw.
Yeah, she saw that spirit, those spirits in him.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see it yesterday, and it didn't come up in your freedom session.
Mm.
But for some reason this morning, it was revealed to her. So how that works, I don't know either.
And was that spirit of trauma and fear, was that was a demonic spirit?
Mm-hmm. Yep, she saw him go into you at that time.
Okay.
But I didn't discern that yesterday. We worked with the other fear things. But I didn't discern that yesterday, and so I didn't address it at all. And then apparently in your freedom session, when they asked, are there any demonic entities, it didn't come up then either.
Hmm.
So I don't know why today. That only the Lord knows. But it was a powerful demonstration for the group of deliverance at the Lord's instruction.
So... It's interesting. I've actually heard of this. That so in its freedom session, it could have stepped out.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
And
so.
Then Rhonda saw it step back in this morning.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're very tricky. And one other thing I wanted to ask both of you, since you have these very interesting resumes of experience, is this. So my wife and I have become somewhat close to this couple, but the couple has personally, I think, between us, we think they may have a religious spirit. But anyway, that's why they went all up, partly up, and the wife has a lot of fears, and she's had a really traumatic childhood. What occurred was, we asked them if they want to be interested. So I told you, we invited you guys to come, but Rhonda never got the email.
Mm-hmm.
So we invited them to the session we were hoping would happen for people that were on the rim of our community, that, to see who maybe would come and who maybe wants to go further. But anyway, so we invited them, and they said, do you have any materials? And Marianne gave them some material, but unfortunately she gave material on disembodied spirit.
Yeah.
And so the woman freaked out. And so... Even before they contacted us, they had these real strong reservations. So when we went to a Shabbat with them, we felt great distance, like we never felt before. And we were very close. All of a sudden, there's like this force field of distancing from us. And then at the end of the meeting, she gave Marianne the DVDs and CDs back, and she said, we don't want any part of this. But during the meeting... But with this distance, I started feeling very oppressed. And then Marianne felt it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got this overwhelming feeling of, I couldn't even breathe well. And the windows are open. It was just nothing. It was the atmosphere, and it was something on and was oppressing us. And I said, Marianne, and there was this one point where you stay for the finishing the next meal, are going to the next, and I went, let's get out of here. I feel very bad. I don't like it. and I don't feel comfortable. She goes, well, I just want to talk to Sister Carolyn a minute. Mm-hmm. The minute turned out to be 45 minutes.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm feeling awful. Anyway, we get out of there, we go home, and I said, Marianne, we picked up something. Mm-hmm. And so I said, we're going to have to pray together. So we prayed together, and we prayed together, and
for
we
like came 3 hours.
Yeah. And we prayed, and finally we felt relief. Mm-hmm. And we were in our room. We stay in the same building. So anyway, we came out and we said, we just got free of some weird stuff. And when we first came back, I said, Todd said, well, how did the Shabbat go? And I said, it was very, I forget the word I used, it was very subdued and very heavy. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was feeling. But anyway, this is, I had to tell you this whole thing so that I, so, because primarily I feel Joanne had this fear, mm-hmm. she had this fear, and it seems like it jumped on us or something.
Sure.
Have you experienced
sure.
that?
Sure.
Sure. That's,
every time I go to Walmart.
Yeah.
And when you pick that up, I know we do stuff here called spring cleaning, and that's in the back of your manual.
What is it? Spring cleaning? Okay.
That's in the back of the God Encounter manual, the regular one. And I think it's in the advanced ones too. But, and that's where you just cleanse yourself from anything
that
in the atmosphere that you picked up through words, deeds, actions, portals, anything like that. And we do that. The other thing that Rhonda's does, and I try to remember, and I have a hard time remembering, and that is that she asks the Lord to build a plexiglass shield for her when she goes anywhere where she might not be received, or where, you know, even in a God encounter, puts up a shield, because you don't want stuff to come land on you or cloud your vision or anything. So she, in the spirit, she just uses her imagination and asks the Lord one time to do that. And she just walks around with that on, you know. And I try to remember to do that. I often forget. But it makes a difference.
And tell me, but you, I'm very curious about when you ask if that light, beam of light, was a portal.
Mm-hmm.
What is, can you explain that?
When you cross the threshold, and I'm just pulling from things I picked up in your, that you said, you cross the threshold into paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And there was that beam of light. And so when we have resonance, sometimes there's it looks like a beam of light. It's sort of like the thing at the bank that sucks up your check or whatever, like that. And people step into it, and the Lord just pulls them up into paradise, kind of. And different people, like I had a young man I was praying with the other day, and the Lord built a ladder. You know, he just pulls down this ladder, now he can climb up into this paradise. That's his portal. Another lady had the little elevator. She got in a little one-person elevator. I mean, it's just so different.
Johnny has this, what's it called? Those little things that you have in your backyard that, I can't think of the term, that you kind of sit in and it's kind of covered over.
So one of those, like mom's own chair, one of those encompassing chairs.
There's a term for the.
Is it a chair?
It's a little canopy type thing that people have in their yards a lot of
times. Gazebo?
A gazebo.
Gazebo.
Yeah,
okay.
So Johnny has the gazebo that comes down from.
That's a weird word.
Yeah. And there's a guy, there's an angel on there that has going up.
It's like an elevator.
That's cool. And that happens, not everybody needs that, but I think Rhonda first discovered it with a young lady that was here, and she, when she would try to connect to the Lord, she would just get taken captive and put in the second heaven, where all this battling and stuff, and she couldn't get past that, and it was just coming over. So, brilliant Holy Spirit dropped onto Rhonda, ask, would he build you a portal? And they built a portal for her, and angels were guarding it, and nothing evil could come in, and she could go in and just go right up, and be in paradise and meet with the Lord, and spent many, many sessions up there.
Bypass the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah, bypass the second.
Yeah. Wow. So that's the reason I asked.
That's
beautiful. And I don't know what, and you didn't get a verbal answer, and that's okay. But I just thought, well, I'm going to ask because he said this. He's taking you into paradise. So I thought, well, you know that some way.
This was amazing, and I had an experience where I was still with the Lord, and I was just watching a vast screen of light, and all at once. It was like the old shades. The shade went up slowly, and I saw into paradise. And I saw this beautiful stream and these people, and they're all laughing and singing. And then I was there just a few moments, and it came back. No!
Oh, man.
But I look forward to that, Lord.
Yeah,
I look
forward to
seeing your place. And while I was... I kept hearing the song, "Show Me Your Face."
Yeah.
Oh, and that's what I'm one of my desires. Without dying, that is.
Now, at this threshold, were you seeing any light at this threshold or colors?
Yeah.
You saw some blue. And
well, at that one point, I saw a blue, I don't know what, it was like around it, and then this white light. And that's him. I know he's done that before with me, you know. But I saw this one vast screen of, and I heard the word threshold. Mm. So, when the time is right.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting that you brought him back to that realm. Now are you going to that realm? Because if that was, you know, he told you that was paradise. So apparently these pieces up here on the left side were not to enter in. And it wasn't until they were taken out that you
that's
were able
a good
to.
Point.
That's good.
Yeah. But I was thankful that you brought him back around because I had forgotten that.
And see, what I'm having healing of is a lot of childhood traumas. And what the Lord is showing me is there was not only the traumatic times in my childhood, which seemed to stick out the most, but He's reminding me of some beautiful times in my childhood. And times of love, unconditional love. But at the same time, you brought me into the present. You asked me to come into the present. All of those things are healing, but yet there was work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it had to do with.
Mm-hmm.
But you know to do that.
So that thought is... the same thought I had this morning with Todd's encounter, because I felt like in both cases you were reflecting on experiences you've had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of a God encounter is to experience Him now.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that He won't take you to some things in the past, but let's work to connect with Him in the here and now, right now, today, and then let Him take us someplace. So reflecting on the history is good, and there can be some good coming from that, but that's not the purpose of a God encounter.
I would agree with that too, that the first of all is, you know, find a safe place. And I remembered, I don't know if we found a safe place. We started you off there, but anyway.
Grandma.
Oh, that's right, Grandma's. That's right, thank you. And then see where the Lord is in that and spend some time there with Him just to establish what He's...
That's right.
...what He looks like. And then when you feel ready, you can, if He doesn't do anything, you can say, is there anything you want us to do today?
Exactly.
Or is there anything you want me to... know today or whatever, but it's that it's so important because that's then you if you get into something really difficult later you can go back. Will you go back to where you were with the Lord in the beginning? And sometimes we have to do that when things start getting really tough and you can't get stuck or
get stuck
something, or even sometimes it's so traumatic you need to stop. You know, you have to, it depends on what it is. And then you have that starting place you can go back to. So once that's established, it's just really important to establish that.
Mm.
his presence. And
and going back to my God encounter, it did take me to, you know, I have feared, I recognize fears of the demonic realm, the evil spirit realm, mm-hmm. that were affecting me today. And so that was good to know that. And then I was able to tie it into the events in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one thing I didn't even mention that did come, has come up recently, was that the Lord told me also, when he told me that I had fear of the demonic realm, he took me to an encounter I had in Okinawa where I encountered a demon.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that, the demonic thing that held you down.
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. So, you know, I just sensed the deepest, darkest, ugliness, emptiness that I ever felt. And, you know, I didn't particularly like that. And then, so I was able to tie that into my mother.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
And so.
So that's yesterday, that was a little different, you know, when we were watching, but he spotted, he was like, flash here, flash there, flash there. And then he tied it all together to show you that he was with you in all those times. That, and that led to the being able to, the lies underneath this fear stronghold that you were going to go insane and that it wasn't safe to live and to feel any emotions. It was only safe to live out of the other side of your brain.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he has a reason, but I was hoping, I mean, in my, what I was thinking when you were going to that one in Okinawa was, oh Lord, get us out of here, you know, because it wasn't time. I mean, we were barely into it. But he was popping you around, showing you some places. But you had a safe place, though.
Yeah.
I was in the ice house up on top of the mountain.
Yeah, that's wild.
So we had a place
to go
back to.
You had a safe place.
Yeah.
Yeah, so important to establish that safe place.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what is your feeling and understanding about your fear of maybe your mother had insanity and you might have it? Do you think that that's part of your control, your need for control, that never comes to you or doesn't happen to you? Or
it just made me fear the demonic realm, the realm of
she
the
has.
I didn't want to go crazy like she did.
And she, you feel like she was demonized?
Yeah, definitely. So I feel like I, even though I stayed in the same room later that they lived in, and all that bad activity occurred, I was supernaturally protected because the light was within me. I didn't realize it at that time. And then so it takes me also, you know, I was able to see those dreams of the past of that rock and that deep, dark emptiness. And I heard these in those experiences. It was crazy. The noise would echo off the walls. And as I saw this rock that I laid my head on, I was just looking at the rock and the situation around me and not focusing on what was above that rock.
Right.
But now I see what was above that
but
rock.
But you couldn't when you were that child. It was
All I saw was the rock. And I saw the emptiness. And it was an empty, you know, it was a picture of my life then. You know.
So even though that was a dream, it was also a memory.
Yeah.
And so when you got there, the Lord, before I could even ask, the Lord showed you where he was and that he had angels with you. And then the light began to come out of the rock.
Yeah.
So he took what was past and showed you what the truth was about it. But you couldn't perceive that as a child, of course.
No, it blew my mind in a way.
Yeah. So as he's working on your brain, and this came out yesterday too, was that need for all that control is going to soften. And you're not going to need to make yourself safe by controlling so much.
Yeah.
And that's a journey. And I have a little soapbox. Sometimes it's a big soapbox about God encounters. And we love the healing. We're happy for the healing that comes. But that's not the primary reason for a God encounter. The primary reason for a God encounter is to connect to Yeshua and the Holy Spirit and Yahweh. And learn to walk with them.
Relationship.
And the healing flows out of that. The healing is actually secondary to the relationship.
Mm.
I've heard the term, you have to walk it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alongside of him, not ahead of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're never going to be able to control the events around us. We're just... It isn't about controlling it.
My whole life I was forced.
Yeah.
That's the only way I could survive.
That's the only way you can survive. And so we get to dismantle all those coping mechanisms we developed in order to survive.